Now, if you would turn for our scripture reading this morning to Acts, the first chapter, the first to the 11th verses. Acts 1. The Acts of the Apostles, written by Luke, the Apostle, and these first 11 verses have to do with the great power of the Spirit that would come upon those who love Christ to be witnesses for Him wherever they go. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence.
When they therefore come together, they ask of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?
And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power.
But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth.
You know that, notice the divine order there. They'd receive power, and the power would be of the Holy Ghost. Notice that. And then they would be witnesses. You can't be a witness for God until the Holy Ghost is come upon you in great power. Now, this doesn't mean that the Holy Ghost has a new visitation into your heart. He comes to dwell by faith because we are all baptized by one Spirit into one body. So we are all in Christ. But the filling of the Holy Ghost day by day is the tremendous thing in the Christian's life. To be filled to overflowing so that the overflow is always touching other souls for Jesus Christ, you see. That overflow. Is your life an overflowing life? Or is it a submerged life? Has to be overflowing life. There has to be something beyond yourself. In other words, you have perfect peace in Christ, therefore you can speak. If you don't have peace yourself, you'll never speak. You can't speak out of confusion. If you do, it'll never be blessed of God. There has to be that overflow of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, right at home, in Judea, throughout the nation we live in, and in Samaria, to Russia and China. Samaria were the enemies of the Jews. Wherever we can go, it doesn't matter, all men are the same, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, this sea was the seal. In other words, just imagine yourself there. Here Jesus has told them how they shall receive power. And immediately after he's finished, he rises before their eyes. Do you think they had any doubt about his power? You see? Perfect, you see. Notice that. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight.
And while they were set to rest toward heaven, as he went up, behold, the men stood by him.
Which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. The physical ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ to be duplicated one day as he comes back from glory to receive his own to himself. Physically. Our Savior Jesus Christ. We shall have glorified bodies, fashioned like unto his glorious body. This makes life understandable. Otherwise, you're in a labyrinth leading nowhere. And I wouldn't care how intellectual you are. All your intellectuality will be but end in the grave. You can't do anything. God says once a man dies, his thoughts cease. So he says, what good is your thought life, as brilliant as your thoughts may be? You can't extend beyond the grave, so you must have the answer beyond the grave. And that answer is our Savior, Jesus Christ. May God add his blessing to this precious portion of his holy word.